Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana, in the Pizza Hut struggle bus.
I know. This is amazing. We are live recording. This is the first time we're, I think, live recording not from our Betches studio, but we're here, and this bus is, like, so cool.
Yeah, like, it's parked in Athens, Georgia. We're sitting here outside the campus of University of Georgia, and beautiful campus.
Beautiful.
Like,
beautiful town.
Beautiful town.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Just everything. It is one of those days that you're like, it's like a magical college campus day.
It's like 72 degrees and sunny, and like the kids are out. It's great.
This is one of those days that you would take the tour with your parents.
Yes.
And your parents would be like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You know, like it gives you a feeling.
It does. Yes. It's college. It's clear. I mean, we went out last night. We saw like
the sorority in
girls
action.
Running around. I mean, you were saying like, it was interesting. We last week we talked about colleges and the bubble that is college.
Yes.
And you get here and you go, the bubble's pretty good.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we walked into this bar and there are like 40, I guess, young women.
Yes.
They're seniors, they told us.
Yes, senior bar crawl.
Yes, and they're all, and just women, and they're all just having the best time just singing and laughing and dancing together. And it was like, it's like what you would want like female relationships to all be like in the most magical sense of the word.
You're absolutely right. Like, right? I actually said to you, I remember I was like, there's not one dude here. I was like, this is the safest bar in America.
Like, you're the biggest threat to the bar.
I'm like the wolf walking in. Yeah, it was, it was heartwarming and amazing and like made you like, you know, I always say, I always talk about like someone's like, oh, what'd you go to college for? And I'm like, the worst millennial reason, the experience.
Right.
You know? And it's like, we were fed that kind of growing up. Like,
yeah.
Where do you go? Oh, what are you going to? I just want the college experience. And then you walk into there and you're like, college experience is so good. You know, like, it made sense.
It was, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You never get that back. When are you going to be around 40 of your closest friends, Jared, just singing and laughing in a bar, wearing matching hats?
The friends I'll never forget on the nights I'll never remember.
Exactly.
Right? Isn't that the song? I think I said it backwards. But I
something like that.
And they had, like, fun highlighter hats with their sorority letters on
saying.
It. Like, it is funny that, like, again, going back to like the bubble of things.
Yes.
You know, people, it's so easy, like living in New York City or whatever city someone is listening in, where they're going, oh, those stupid sororities and fraternities. And then you just walk in there and they're like singing Taylor Swift
this
and you're like,
fucking incredible.
Who would hate this?
Yeah.
You know, what monsters, you know?
Exactly. Like just laughter and fun. And speaking of that, we're on the Pizza Hut struggle bus and it's very cool because they've set up here and I think it's finals week here, right?
That's the thing. It is, again, like, it is interesting, like, what puts you on the struggle bus in a college town?
Right.
Finals
we just talked
week.
About how incredible it was.
Yeah, well, it's all, you know,
a few
levels.
Tests. Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, you know, when you're on the struggle bus, maybe in a big city or you're listening, wherever people are listening now, it's like, you know, I got work and I got a big family thing coming up. Yeah. And it's like here, it's like, I got to study for the econ test.
Well, it's like, I mean, it really is the perfect thing for the U Up podcast, which takes something, you know, it takes a luxury issue, which is dating, which a lot of people struggle with. And
absolutely.
It makes it more digestible. It makes it a little bit easier to get there. And that's what this bus is. There's like places to nap. There's liquid IV.
I walked into this bus and listen, I Pizza Hut is obviously sponsoring the podcast.
Yes.
But I was like, I walked in. I was like, I was bathed in nostalgia. Right?
Yes.
Don't you see, like, I'm looking at the pillows that say pizza. I'm looking at the pizza blankets. I'm looking at the pizza. You know, they got night mass eye covers that say pizza with a bunch of Z's. You know, they got the, and I'm looking at the pizza, cartoon pizzas, and I'm like, remember, like, I'm remembering, like, Teenage Ninja Turtles, and they're eating the pizza, and I'm like, oh my god, the cartoon pizza looks good enough to eat. And then you see, like, the sign, like, you know, the roof of the old pizza place, and the, I'm holding the cup.
Yes,
the plastic cup.
The hut.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, oh my god, this, like, brings me, I can remember the crust of the Pizza Hut pizza. Do you know what I mean?
If
that crust was, like, crunchy, like, formed to the side of the griddle that it came out on.
It brings you back to a moment. I feel like I remember, like, Nintendo. I think of, like, Nintendo and my brothers and, like, you know, just eating that.
And, like, blowing on the game to, like, get it to work with your greasy pizza fingers. Yeah, I'm just like, it is...
That was the life.
That it was the life, and it's like, that's. I think that's why the struggle bus is probably a great thing. You walk in here like, ah.
It's comforting.
Comforting.
Yes. It feels like home.
It soothes your soul. Like, yes. I was thinking about, like, you know, you talk about, like, what this podcast is all about. The struggle bus. The struggle of dating. But it's the commiseration. You sit down with your friends around a pizza, and you're like, talk it out. What happened last night? What, you know, we're gonna have a pizza. We're gonna chill out. You know, like, what was the date like? What was the, you know, the time like? You know,
exactly.
Like, I was, because I had someone comment recently on, like, an Instagram post that I put up, like, as per usual. And someone commented and I was annoyed.
That's a good thing that they comment.
Yeah,
it's a good thing when the comment is annoying.
Exactly. But,
I actually think annoying comments are better than no comments.
I agree.
People care.
Well, people care, and also, like, it creates fodder. I have a friend that told me he misspells captions on purpose
so that
people correct him.
Wow, in the comments.
In the comments. And he's like, it creates, you know, action.
Okay.
And I'm like,
is this like a guy with like 40 followers? Just a regular guy? This is a guy with a platform.
He's got a platform, and he told me he does it on purpose because, like, that's how, he's like, listen, we need churn.
We need to do whatever we can.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
And I'm like, man, we are all praying to Father Algorithm every
That's
day.
That's so funny. You should just pretend anytime you do that, it's on purpose. What's more embarrassing? I don't know. That it's real or that it's on purpose?
That I'm that need of people, more people to watch my one more view. That I'm like, how do you spell, which version of yours should I use?
At least it's not the hashtags. I find the hashtags to be the most cringy.
It's very beggy.
Yes.
Yeah,
please find me some. They don't even work anymore.
I know. I do. I use a few
comedy.
Hashtags embarrassingly.
Hashtag fun. Yeah. Funny.
Hashtag dating meme.
Yes.
Yeah, that always sounds like they're screaming it at you. Yeah.
Like, please. Please. It's like the digital begging. Digital version of a street of someone begging on the street.
They got a hat out, you know? but someone commented, they just, like, you know, not to, like, wax on about how much I, like, enjoy the discourse of this podcast, but they were like, they basically were like, listen, babe, get it together. It sounds like you have issues with dating. And it's like, that is not what this is all about. This podcast is about sitting down, having a pie with friends, and being like, What's the deal?
Yeah.
And maybe it was this. Maybe it was that. Maybe it was, you know, it could go in 30 million different directions.
We're just speculating based on our own experiences.
That's right. So, listen, people, we want to thank you for being listeners to the UUP podcast. Keep sending your emails, UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. And keep spreading the word. Tell a mama, a papa, a sister, a brother, a friend, anyone we will take. We love the discourse here. What do we got going on at Betches, Jordana? New podcast alert.
New podcast. I started a podcast with my sister, who's been a guest on our show, and people loved her.
A fan favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
She's a fan favorite. She's a therapist, and she's been giving me advice for years. She's also 10 years older than me.
Mm.
So she's kind of, like, done everything, like, a decade ago.
Yes.
That I've been doing.
She would love the Pizza Hut struggle bus. She'd be like,
she would.
Has her
own memories.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. I mean, she was born in 1979. I'm born in 89. Disgusting. So this is like her jam. Yeah. We're just gonna talk about, like, basically we just love talking about all kinds of relationships. We've got a very crazy family. We've got 8 siblings. So we each have 8 siblings. We have one that's not included in our in our Venn diagram together.
It is the wildest. Yes. Puzzle of like I feel like your family is that meme with the guy with the red string going everywhere.
Yes, that is our family. It's just full of dysfunctional arrows in every direction. So we've got a lot of experience just speaking to, you know what I mean, a lot of different interpersonal relationships, a lot of family conflict. So we're going to talk about like that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about friendships. We're going to, and she's a therapist, so she brings like the actual expert opinion, and I'm just fucking around like I do here.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We love a good fucking around. Exactly. And also, she's just like, every time I talk to her, I'm always calmed.
Yes, she has a very calming voice.
Yeah.
She's just very calm at everything. She meditates, I think that's part of it. Here's why she's so calm. Yeah. She meditates every day.
Every day.
Every day. And but she's not annoying about it. And as you would imagine.
You have to put a Surgeon General's warning on anyone that does meditation. It's not annoying.
She's not. That's what I'm saying. She's like not annoying. She's like just a very like nice, she's meditative. And she's not on social media.
Okay.
So that's probably another reason why she's so calm. She just lives in her own family like life.
I have two friends, a married couple, but both of my friends, they're not on social media.
Right.
And it is a different energy.
They're
like, what do you care about this? Like, there's certain things that I bring to them. I'm like, can you believe? Like, the commenter.
Right.
You know? And they're like, who
said it? That's true. They're like, would you be upset if a random stranger on the street just screamed something at you?
Not really.
Like, probably not.
A crazy person.
Yeah. So I think that contributes. Plus, again, because she's a little older, it's not that weird for her because it's not like she grew up with like Instagram and now she's off. Sure. She was just like never really
she
on it.
She didn't have any time. I will say this. On dating apps, when it's like, I kind of get annoyed at the person. It's like, you know, there's a Hinge prompt. It might surprise you that.
Right.
I'm not on social media. It's like, oh, excuse. Oh, the Queen of Versailles has shown up to grace us.
Right, she's very above these,
us peasants on the app who look at social media. Oh, we must bow. It's like, get over yourself. You know, just because you had one day where you lost it and you were like, deleting it. Doesn't mean you're better than me.
Because you found yourself stalking your ex intensely. But yeah. No, that's not why she's not on it. She's not on it because she's in Gen X.
Which I get it.
Gen X is like in such a weird position where it's like some of them are on it, but they use it weirdly.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're on it. Like I guess we're going to become that with
TikTok,
Instagram
probably.
And TikTok. Yes. They're like Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
Kind of playing both of them. You know, some of them are 1,000 years old and some of them are our age.
Right.
The Gen X people. Like, some of them relate to what we're, you know, to Instagram people, and some of them are like, no, I just fight in the Facebook comments all
right.
day.
You Isn't know, that, that's what we do.
Yeah.
As we do.
As we do, yeah.
It's a weird generation. Yeah. They're like caught between the internet and the non-internet. But what we do share is a love of Pizza Hut.
Love it. We all love Pizza Hut. So
and what do you have? What do you have going on?
I'm on the road. Someone sent in a musical version of On the Road Again. We have to find it. They have alerted me, but I'm on the road. I don't stop.
Should be your theme.
I mean, legit, last week, let me tell you where I was last week. And this is meaning right now.
Right.
So this comes out next week.
Okay.
I did Denver, the Denver shows. Unbelievable. Thank you. Everyone.
Looks like a blast.
Unreal. Then we did, then I was in New Orleans. I was at Tulane.
Right.
Great time. Love the students at Tulane. Now we're here in Athens, Georgia. I leave from here. I go to Columbus. I'm sure those shows would be great. Columbus, Ohio. You know, to some people won't even date someone from that state. But
as we found out recently,
we found out the undateable state.
You should tell them as you're in your opening.
I will let them know that someone literally
you're welcome
so little of them
for even being here.
Right? Exactly. You're welcome. Some people won't even make eye contact with you, Ohioans, and I will. You know, I'll tell you jokes. For money.
For money. Not for free.
And then I'm going to San Francisco. This will already be out. And I'm going to open for Michelle Wolf there.
Amazing.
And then I'll be back. And then I'm going to be this weekend. I'm in Newark, New Jersey. I'm just doing one show. So I'm like around town, which is nice to
nice.
Be
yeah,
here.
Newark, you can go home.
I can go home. That's the important part. I can always go home. And I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't know what our listenership is in Madison, but that's a great club. Everyone talks
about it. Is it selling?
I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah. That's why I'm. This is my begging. This is me with my hashtags. Please, yeah. Madison.
hashtag funny.
Hashtag funny. Hashtag please come. So I'm gonna be in Madison, Wisconsin. Can't wait, people out there. I don't know what our listenership is there, but hashtag right. please come. Let me beg you. Tampa, Florida, La Jolla, and just added. Let me make an announcement. Ooh. Going to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ooh.
We've never been. I've never been.
That's fun.
That's fun. I'm going to be. I'm doing like a smaller theater there, part of the Minneapolis Comedy Festival. So
that's awesome.
Yes. But it will be a great show. I'm excited to come. I've had people ask, you know, come to Minneapolis. You know, we get that all the time. I'm coming. So Minneapolis, then Huntsville, Nashville, Dayton, Albany, JaredFree.com.
You're on the road again. So we're going to be greeting the Pizza Hut. Anyone who's here in Athens, Georgia today, by the time you listen to this, it will be too late for you.
Yes.
But if you do want to see us, come. We're going on tour.
Yes.
Come see us. We're going to be in Boston. We're going to be in San Francisco, LA.
Yes.
And Austin. And we have a Chicago date. I think it should be probably out by now. We're coming to Chicago, July 26th, the Vic Theater. It's going to be great. Come see us. We've been there before. It was such a fun show.
Get those tickets. And again, we pride ourselves on a show that anyone can join into.
Yes.
Anyone, whether it be podcast listener or not, or if they like whatever. If you're a fan of fun,
you're going to be
a fan
of
this. If you're an FOF, you're in.
Yes. So...
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about in-laws.
Dun, dun, dun. How do you get along with your in-laws? They're fun people. I remember, did I ever tell this story on the air? At your wedding, so I go to your wedding, and then, you know, you go to the airport, and you don't want to, like, you got your headphones on.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah,
you know?
With the social interaction.
Yeah, so I get back to the Cancun airport, and I'm like, I'll have one drink, and then I'll get on the flight, done. I got my headphones in, and I sit down, and literally next to me at the bar are your new in-laws.
That's amazing. Yeah, you sent me the pic.
Send you a picture of us, and they're like, hey!
We loved it. Yeah, it was great.
And you know, I'm sure they were like, oh, we got to talk to this fucking kid. You know, like,
no, I'm sure they were like, loved
they
it.
Are.
Yeah.
They were very, very nice, but they seem very like affable, nice, you know, fun people. Like, you know, again, like you're in the airport, you're like, oh, I just want to like turn off. But they were like very nice to talk to.
Were you very annoyed that you had to talk to them?
I was lucky it was them and not, you know, someone else, you know, like of all the people. But they're
also good at talking like a nice like amount. They're like, they're good at like, they're okay with like a little silence.
Well, they were. Something that from your wedding I learned is like it was the house that everyone hung out at.
Probably a ton of Pizza Hut there, right?
They were just all the Pizza Hut, all the sodas and the plastic cups.
Yeah, I mean, Mike's mom, Connie, is like a Italian mom. Mm. She, as soon as you get there, there's like food, there's like drinks. There's like I can just imagine him and his, I can visualize it, like him and his friends in his basement. Like that was the house that they always hung out, and her just bringing them endless amounts of soda and like snacks and other
it's
stuff.
So funny. Like, you know that, you know, I know you're a Curb fan.
Yes.
You're like the Midler. They had that whole episode about who can sit in the middle of the table.
Oh, yes, the middle of the table, yes.
Who can carry a dinner conversation. It's like, that also, that applies to whose house do you want to be entertained at? Like, your in-laws seem like the house I would want to be entertained. They seem like nice, good people, mm-hmm. fun, easy, you know, bring the food, easy going.
Yeah.
My parents couldn't be more the opposite of an entertainer. People used to come over to my house. My mom went, who are the shoes?
The shoes, the shoes.
Take off your shoes. Oh, and you just hear a random scream. I'm like, why would I have friends over?
That's very
ever?
Funny.
Oh, what are you doing? You're eating everything. What, you're...
Were your parents pickup parents or were they like, so, ask someone else's parents to drive?
They were at someone else's.
Were they in
the
carpooling circuit?
They'd be like, it was just always screaming.
You know, oh my God. Like, when my parents had to pick us up, we were waiting there for like hours. It was just like,
well, they weren't sure who to pick up. They got confused. There were 7,000 of you.
My sister Naomi, we were in Dallas. She was telling me a story. She went to some like, she was very into volleyball when she was like young. Even in college. And she went to some like volleyball like camp in like, I don't know, Rhode Island.
Mm.
And she's supposed to get picked up. And then she's the last one there, and she calls my house on the landline because it's the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom's like, what? Like, we totally forgot.
Wait, you're not upstairs?
Yeah, she like completely forgot to get her, and she like had to take the train home. I felt so bad.
The train.
Even her telling me this story at like 42, I felt so bad for her younger
she's
self.
She's got a stick and bindle. She's like
just her volleyball and her, yeah.
Walking the tracks.
That was not her.
Yeah, it is. There's like the pickup family that's got the minivan and ready to go, and then there's our parents in different ways too. Like I just any friend over, and then my dad would like disappear. You'd just be like. Didn't want to talk to anybody, so he just like go into his room.
I mean, I feel like you would probably be like that.
Absolutely.
I would actually probably be like that to an extent.
Yeah. Don't come to my house.
Well, then there's the moms who are like, well, what's going on?
Yeah, the ones that are too involved.
Like, who's dating who?
Always a weird scenario. Yeah. And when you were younger, you didn't see, I was like, oh, this person wants to chill.
Right,
you know, like,
and now you're like, was there nothing else going on with them? Like that, like this was the exciting...
how was the marriage?
Right,
yeah. This is really the question.
I could see that. Okay, well, let's get into our first email from the Pizza Hut Struggle Bus in Athens, Georgia.
Straight from the bus. I mean, we're in the back of the bus. There's this like cool little section. They've got the tablecloth, the checker red and white tablecloth. It's
a vibe.
It's a vibe. I feel like I'm back in the hut.
There's a cool sign.
Yeah, I love the sign.
Pizza time.
Yeah, I kind of. Can we take that home? This is like the end of the bar mitzvah. Can I take the centerpieces?
Can I take the centerpieces? Can I take this food home? Do you have a box? Bar mitzvah. This is the kid had issues at home. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna read it. Hi, Jared and Jordana. You both rock, and I tell everyone I know about the pod, hoping this makes it on so I have some unbiased advice in time for this dilemma I'm dealing with.
You made it, bitch.
Nice. Next week, my boyfriend and I are heading to the East Coast to celebrate his parents' anniversary. We are getting pretty serious, and we're looking at this trip as a last-ditch effort to build the relationship with his family before taking the next step, moving in and getting engaged shortly after. I've spent time at his parents' house before, and every time we think it goes well, his mom blows up after the fact. We live on the other side of the country, and his mom is very controlling. The thing is, he stopped allowing her to control him years ago in terms of what he wears and where he lives. And we think she resents him for it, so she tries to control his emotions. It's really toxic. Anyway, she has been generally nice to me every time I've spent time with her, but she cannot get over one thing. I have a nose ring. I can see this as being a thing your mom wouldn't be able to get over either.
Legit.
Yeah.
I read this before, and I was like, this is my mom.
Would you be like anxious to bring home a girl with a nose ring to your mom?
My mom, she can't get off stuff like this.
That's very. So you're gonna be good for this email.
Oh yeah. I relate to this. I relate to the guy in this very much so. Like I mean, like my mom, if she sees a tattoo, oh my God,
that's all she'll talk about.
Over, why she can't understand it. What is it for? Like, she asks every question that tattoo people.
To the person?
Every question that is, like, offensive. someone's like when someone's like, I can't believe someone would ask me what this means. And I'm like, oh.
I know someone who would ask you.
I know someone who asks all day long.
Yeah.
And twice, you know.
Like. Okay, so I'm looking forward to your advice on this one then. So she has a nose ring. That's the big dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
She will literally cry to him on the phone over it, saying that he should move home and find a nice girl from the insert city I grew up in. Because she clearly hasn't listened to anything about me because she can't get over the piercing. I've told my boyfriend multiple times that I'll at least change it to a stud, but he begs me not to, saying he doesn't negotiate with terrorists. LOL.
Okay. I like the boyfriend.
Yeah. He's seems trying. A nice sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in between just giving in with hopes that it will finally make her suck it up and leave him alone and committing to being myself and making sure she doesn't think she'll be able to control other things in our life in the future. I appreciate my boyfriend standing up for me, but I'd also rather avoid conflict and get on with our lives. So what do you think? Nose ring or deal with the controlling? Future estranged daughter-in-law.
See, I wanted to hear your opinion on being in the daughter-in-law's position.
Like, if there was something that his mom
just if you had to deal with something like this, how would you feel about the guy? How, like, the way he's saying, he does have a sense of humor. We talked about, you know, like,
well, I mean, it's funny because this sort of thing came up. I think I've talked about this on this podcast before about, like, the Christmas tree and how I just like don't tell my dad about it because it would upset him, right? But Mike was like, why can't you tell your dad? Like, this is what we have. Like, are we gonna have to hide it?
This was
a
You Up With Benefits episode.
Oh, was it?
So,
okay, well,
maybe...
you guys, if you want the full story, you should listen to You Up With Benefits.
Yeah.
$2.99 a month, best $3 you'll spend
ever.
I remember talking to my therapist about it and I was like, am I wrong here? Like, is he wrong here? And he's like, I don't think that you're really doing anything that wrong because, like, in the other hand, it's kind of like, okay, you have a dating and relationship podcast. You talk about sex, but you don't like go into his parents' house and like talk all about the awkward sexual experiences. Like, it's okay to like edit yourself for an audience. You're not like lying. You're just kind of like not talking about it.
Well, yeah, I actually had that on kind of that subject. I was like, you're basically saying, it sounds to me, it's like your dad's not evil.
Yeah.
But this is his one thing.
Right.
That you're like,
it's like a little bit of thing for him.
A thing.
So I'm kind of like, I'm not gonna. If you asked, do you have one? I wouldn't be like, no, I don't. But I don't feel like I need to tell him about it when I'm talking about my day.
Yeah,
like it's gonna. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think you don't want your dad to get. You don't want to create a thing where your dad goes from father-in-law, that Mike likes, loves, whatever, to this guy's a piece of shit.
Right.
Do you know what
too.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that was kind of what I was thinking with her. It's like, you know, this mother-in-law, take her at her, like, and I'm relating this to my mom. Ugh. Like, remember, she's not a bad person.
Would you suggest she change it to the stud then?
No, I think she goes bigger. I think
she gets a septum.
Yeah, get the septum, a huge hoop. She's got to go.
Rings everywhere.
Everywhere. You got to ring it up.
Shock, like, therapy.
Exactly. Just like such a big stud that it literally like shines the room. They can't see.
Okay.
Yeah. How funny would that be?
Be really funny. And then she'd be like, that she should have done that the first time, and then she could have taken out all but the one, and she would have been excited about it.
Well, that's the thing. You make it so ridiculous that the person thinks that their complaint becomes ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, if she came in with a cartoonishly large, like one of, like, Michael Jordan's hoops. You know, like, you're wearing hoops right now. If she wore one of those in her nose,
it would look absurd.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, okay, I can go back to the other hoop. You know, like, the other little tiny one. Because I know what this... I know what this woman has. And I'm sure it looks great. But I think
she can pull it off.
I'm sure it's fantastic. It's probably why the guy's in her.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is... But I think, like... The scary part about this email is, like, going from, like, this is my mother-in-law or my future mother-in-law's, like, subtle quirk to I hate this woman.
Right. That's a slippery slope.
Very.
Yeah.
You're close here. Closer than she might believe.
Right.
So, and I would say to her, I don't think you make a change. What I would do, I like to think outside the box of these things. I think, like... I think what my mom, if I was relating this to what my mom, how I would get my mom to cower.
Okay. It's very Game of Thrones of you. Right?
Yes. How would I play this?
Dethrone the queen. Okay.
Yes. How do we make the queen happy?
Okay. How do we appease the queen?
Right. Yeah. Because she's, and again, she's, even there was a part in this email where she says, clearly she hasn't listened to anything about me.
Right.
That's the part where I was like, you need to get away from this. It's personal. It's not about you. It's not about the nose ring. It's about she wants the best for her son.
But her son likes her, so...
She doesn't believe a fucking word the son says.
Okay.
I call... Listen, this happened the other day. I was in New Orleans.
Okay.
I get beignets. Okay?
I saw that. I'm sorry. Right.
The whole day, I'm freaking out. I'm going... It's like it was Tuesday. I'm drinking all week. I'm traveling. I don't feel really
feel
great about myself.
I feel guilty.
Okay. I'm like, I gotta... You know, and the whole morning, I'm going, I'm gonna go... I worked out, and then I went on like a... mile walk, and then I walked to Cafe Du Monde, which is like very famous coffee and beignet place. And I'm like, I'm just gonna get a coffee. And then I, in my head, I go, get the beignet. Just you're here. You're in New Orleans. Gorgeous day, just like today.
Beautiful day, right?
Too breezy.
What are you gonna not do? Whatever the hell you want today.
Exactly today. Yeah. I'm not coming back to New Orleans.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm not maybe I'll be back. YOLO. So I'm like, fuck it. Get the beignet. And then I'm sitting. There's a saxophone player. I'm in like...
Do you have like powder on your face?
Powder everywhere. I'm bathing in the powder. There's it's a beautiful day. Guy's playing the sax, but I'm having this like beautiful day.
Right.
And the saxophone, people are legitimately dancing in the streets. And I took a picture. I sent it to my family group chat being like, look at this day.
Okay.
And I sent a picture of the beignets and my mom responds, those are no good. And it's like... You don't think I fucking know that?
Yeah.
I'm 37 years old. You think I looked at the beignets? I was like, oh, healthy breakfast. You know, like...
Like she had to let you know, right?
She had to let me know. But this is mothers and sons.
Yeah.
This is back to this guy. The idea that she doesn't... The mom doesn't believe the son knows what he's doing when finding love.
So what do you think she should do?
She's got to work around the edges.
Okay.
So this would be
put in the stud?
Put in the...
When she goes home...
She can stud... I don't think the nose ring matters as much as she's making it into.
Okay.
She needs to be beloved by the rest of the family.
Okay. So that they're all telling the mom to just...
You're fucking ridiculous. Yeah, okay. You know, like, you need to... And this is a long road.
Okay.
This ain't gonna happen overnight. But she needs to be cool with the mom and never get over the hump of, like, this is personal.
Okay.
I know this mom. I know this mom intimately. It's not about you.
Is she ever gonna let it go?
She will let it go over time.
She'll still mention it every now and then.
She's going to bring it up.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's the nose ring. Who gives a fuck?
Whatever.
You don't care. This person, you know, your boyfriend, that's why he wants to fuck you. Like, this is, you know, this is, own that.
Okay.
But I'm saying the dad, the brother, the sister, you know, the boyfriend, girlfriend of the sister, brother, whatever it is, you need to create everyone against her.
It's a dethrone. That's what I'm saying. You need to. It's like an uprising.
An uprising. Yeah. You need anytime she brings up something half because she's not bringing up you're a bad person. She's going, ugh, the nose ring. You know, like she's doing Jewish mom 101. Ugh, who has a nose ring? You need the dad who doesn't say shit to go, I love her. You know, and then the mom goes, what? You know, you got to stop.
If you're the boyfriend, what are you thinking? Like in this scenario, like
I'm afraid of everything.
So you don't, you're not taking a.
I am
because she asked the boyfriend if she should put in a stud, and he was like, "Don't do it." He almost seems like he is into you know what I mean. He seems like he almost doesn't like his mom more than you love your mom.
Well, I think he know. I
because
why
not make his life easier by saying, "Yeah, if you don't mind."
No, he doesn't.
If you don't mind.
That will be held against him. She's doing this now. They get married. She's like, and remember when you made me switch my nose ring?
It's more to me like the nose ring thing. If I were her, I'd be like, I can still be myself and put it in a smaller hoop when I go home just to like save myself the trouble because I don't care that much. But it's more like, okay, if it's this now, when we have kids, is it like, and you're going to put them in those shoes? Like those shoes. I can't handle those shoes. And then she's now like, she has the power.
But this is my point. Yeah. That's why you get everyone against her.
Okay.
You You need everyone to love you so much that her bringing up, you're going to put them in the, like, her opinion.
And then she'll feel worse bringing it up.
Yeah, okay. And she'll be like, well, maybe, you know, I'll check this through everyone else because everyone else gets mad at me.
Right.
When I'm being touchy about, you know, the shoes on the baby.
Well, what if it's just her? What if that's the only family member?
Then they got to stay on the West Coast, never come home, you know, plan their trips accordingly. I just think it is, she has to remember it's not about the ring. It's about, she doesn't even trust her son to dress himself. She even said that.
Right.
So, like,
it's about control.
It's control. And it's about, like, you know, again, back to the beignets. Like, my mom knows. I call my mom. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I go, you don't think I know that beignets are unhealthy? Like, she's like, oh, those are delicious. She didn't even know. Like, it was like an addict, like, being on a binge.
She just says,
like,
it, right.
She just says it.
Right.
So, I think, and again, we don't know this situation totally, but I do think, like, if this person has a sibling, you're working on the sibling.
Right.
No, you know, you're working on those relationships, and the mom is cartoon. You know, like,
yeah.
You just go along, and you go, oh, my God, yeah. You know, whatever. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I agree with that stance of, like, win everyone over. And I also think, like, if there's a small change that doesn't feel like you're changing your entire personality to pretend to be someone else, that would make someone feel a little bit better. I think it's kind of like, fine.
So
if it's the one thing.
I think asking the boyfriend is... I like that because if I was asked, I'd be like, I would do the same thing this guy's doing. I would be like, no, I would try to make everyone happy.
If you had a girlfriend and you were going to her house and she was like, my dad can't stand when people wear hats inside.
The hat's off.
Right? Hats like, off. Who cares?
I want to be like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, but then if I was like, if before I went in, I said, hey, I know your dad hates the hats. Do you want me to take it off? I don't think that's fair to do to her.
Really? Because she would probably be like, yeah, great. Thanks for that. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, great. Now I don't have to ask you to do it.
Well, this guy's not doing that.
Right.
You know, she's going, this guy, he ain't strong enough. I'm just saying.
The answer is to break up.
Yeah. This spineless. He's a loser.
No, he's telling her. I think he's actually, he's like, don't, he's like, do you. Like, don't let her run
but
the show.
Do you is the only answer he can do that keeps him safe with both parties.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm putting I've been him.
What do you think would be like the braver thing to do?
The braver thing to do is to go to your mom and be like, can you shut the fuck up about I'm marrying this woman.
Right. That is the braver thing.
No, but I'm saying when she says, do you want me to like switch the ring? He knows we're stupid men.
Okay.
I'm not that stupid.
I would be okay with that.
I would never direct someone on what to do in that scenario. As much as I wanted it.
Okay.
As much as it would make my life easier on the other side, I would be, I mean, I'm telling you.
You wouldn't say, even if they asked.
She asked. He did that. He goes, I don't negotiate with terrorists. He's tough talk with her.
Okay.
And then his mom's like, what's with the ring? He goes, I don't know. That's just what she does.
Okay.
You know, he's having two different conversations.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's true. I mean, maybe he is yelling. Maybe he is telling her that he doesn't care, or he's just ignoring her. They live on the
mom?
Other side of the country. Yeah,
I'm sure. I think he's ignoring his mom.
Right.
But
he's not like standing up to her. Well,
no.
Sometimes it's too much work, especially if the person won't change. Once you hit a certain age, you're not like changing. So he's probably like, "Do whatever you want. I'm not like negotiating with the terrorists.
Yes,
but I'm also not like." This isn't going to be the hill I die on because, like, it's going to be something else. And, like, why even deal with it?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exact. But that is a. So when she says, I asked him, like,
right.
He doesn't fucking have an opinion. No opinion is the best opinion.
Right. But if you don't want to deal with it, again, I agree, win over the other members of the family. And if you feel like it wouldn't hurt to take it out when you went home just to not hear about it, then do it.
And I agree with you. Even in the way you're saying it, that's her decision.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to do it. I don't want to deal with it. If
right.
you don't want to deal with it, he is dealing with everything.
Yeah. So it's make it about you.
Make it about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Listen, we're here on the Pizza Hut struggle bus. I mean, this woman is literally on the struggle bus. That is the perfect struggle bus topic.
Yes. If only she had the Pizza Hut struggle bus next to her where she could take a nap, hydrate,
take out her
eye mask.
Yeah, take out pizza. Her nose ring.
Yeah,
put it on.
Let it air out.
Let it air. Yeah, let the whole air out.
Exactly. Yeah. Relax. Take out your nose ring.
Chill. Have a slice.
A long day. I've always wanted to. I actually wanted to have a nose ring. I feel like at one point in my life, but I'd never had the nose for it. You have to have a very specific.
I think it would look good.
Eh. It's like you need to have like a cute little button nose, Aileen had a nose. I took Aileen to get a nose ring in college.
Really?
Yeah, she took it out. But
was it a ring or a stud?
It was a stud.
The stud's hot.
I've had a couple of friends with a stud.
Yeah, this. I mean, this is like, you know, there's safe adventure moves that you see on like, you know, I always say that like I think I'm an attractive mate. For a Jewish woman, because I'm a safe adventure.
Okay.
You know?
Because you're not like a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
But you're still Jewish.
Still Jewish. Okay. Still like, you know, like I do something that's a little crazy.
Right.
But they know kind of what I'm all about. You know, like,
I can see that.
They relate to it a little
a
bit.
Safe adventure.
A safe adventure.
It's your slogan on the dating app.
I am a safe
adventure.
That should
be your bio.
I am a bungee jump with a very trusted company.
That's you know? Skydive Dubai.
Yeah, that's I'm Skydive Dubai yes. dating. But I say that there's also moves I see women do that are safe adventures. The stud in the nose.
Okay.
And I know the stud, I'm not sure if there's a religious.
The wrist tattoo. Yes.
The behind the ponytail tattoo.
Okay.
Remember that was like a thing?
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
I don't know if it still is, but there was a moment for that.
Yes.
The foot tattoo.
Okay.
Safe adventures.
Those crop tops.
Crop top.
It's a safe adventure. Yeah, I like that.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, let's do some awkward sex from the Pizza Hut struggle bus. J&J, thanks for keeping me entertained each week. I love the bonus episodes I get for being with my You Up With Benefits subscription. They're the best.
You know, I have to say, the subscription listeners never regret it. I've never heard anyone be like, this was a complete waste of a purchase. They love it.
I am with you. It's actually the most surprising thing in the world.
Like, I know.
Whenever we start those episodes, we thank the listeners.
Yes.
Because I do think it's like, the internet is a free place.
Yeah.
Like, so the idea.
It means a lot.
It means a lot. Yeah. So, and it also means a lot that we're giving someone value.
Yes.
You know, just like Pizza Hut.
And
you
it's ad free.
What's that?
It's ad free if you're a subscriber. Free. Yeah.
That's the thing. So people are getting out of it what they feel they're putting in.
Right.
You know, it's like going to Pizza Hut. The bill comes, you go, hey, okay, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good night. So, you know, listen, $3 a month. Ad-free podcast, 2 extra podcasts a month. You can get it by going to Apple Podcasts and hitting that little button.
Yes, and the episode's day early, so.
Yeah, day early. And you can go to, if you're on Spotify, just search You Up With Benefits. Here's my awkward sex story for you. I was in my early 20s and bartending at a very popular sports bar in the major city I live in. One of my regulars was a hot pilot who had recently been relocated to my city. He was my age, had a job, wasn't a creep. And did I mention that he was hot?
Okay.
Ooh, you don't say.
It's funny. The hot guy never matters as much as it does in your early 20s. Like, the hotness.
So the hotness. Early 20s, you're like, I just need hot.
I just need hot. I yeah. just need like, and then the older you get, they're like, and I just need a job and a 401k. And like,
it moves down, the list changes.
Yes.
It starts with hot at the top and then hot slowly moves
exactly
down,
down the list of priorities as you get older.
At 37, I'm coming into my own.
There you go.
This safe adventure.
Safe adventure.
One of my regulars was a hot pilot who had recently been relocated to my city. He was my age, had a job, wasn't a creep. And did I mention that he was hot? I had just ended a long-term relationship and was looking for some casual fun. So when he asked me out, I said yes, breaking my cardinal rule of not dating customers from work. From the start, the date was a bit weird, but I was young and dumb and thought, let's just roll with this. We went to a late dinner at a chain restaurant, Chili's.
Chili's is the new golf course, as Michael Scott says. Small Business Magazine.
Can you imagine? You're like, where are we going?
Oh my God.
Chili's. Well, I got this new place.
That one listener thought that the original Cottage Inn was, we got a lot
of,
you know,
a lot
very
of
divisive.
Feedback. Yeah, a lot of feedback on the Cottage Inn. Yeah. And then karaoke. Karaoke.
That's an interesting first date idea.
Very interesting. Yeah. What if, and also karaoke places are hit or miss. Sometimes it's like, did we just end up at the concert of our lives? And then right. other times it's one
very
bald dude just like, and I had the time of my life.
Well, there's two different kinds of, like in the city you can do like rent a room and it's just the yes. two of you, which I feel like would be really awkward.
Very awkward.
Or you can do like, what I think what the standard movie image is like you're in a bar and random yes. people get up and perform in front of everyone.
That would be the one that would I would assume. For yeah. a date, like if you're bringing,
I would imagine you're like, well, I got this room, and
just
sing
you and
for
me.
That's an audition.
Here's yeah. the book of songs.
Right,
make a good choice. Yeah, no, I imagine the bar room, like
yeah, that's a little bit better. Still a little weird for a first date. And that's maybe like a third or fourth date.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sometimes after shows, like I'll hang out and have a drink
and sing
and sing
and sing.
I
on the
but
road
like,
again.
On the road again. I'm telling funnies on the road again. Sometimes people will, I'll go, where should we go? Where do we go? Like, I'm in a new town.
Okay.
And every time there's always someone that's like, we could do karaoke. It's like, I just got done performing.
Right.
I'm done. I'm not going to go up and fucking sing.
I'll watch you do karaoke.
Yeah, what am I, Wayne Brady?
Right.
I don't do it all. So,
also, just like weird first encounter, like,
yeah, I
thing.
Just, how about a bar where I can sit?
Yeah.
You know, like, this isn't.
You know what I like? In I have this in a lot in like Texas and a lot of southern cities, the dueling piano bar.
Love a dueling piano.
That's kind of cool. You're not yes. the entertainment.
No, no, no.
They're the entertainment, and you know that you can sing along to the songs, but you're not driving.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to drive the bus.
I
want to be
that.
On the struggle bus, the Pizza Hut struggle bus at that.
Exactly.
Okay, so they went to karaoke. The conversation was not deep and very flirty. That's like perfect for
yeah,
what she's
that's
looking
fine.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah. He then casually asked me if I wanted to go to his place to see his octopus. I would wonder if this was a different way of referring
yeah,
to his penis.
That's what I was thinking too.
Right?
Yeah. Although it'd be almost like it would make more sense if he's a woman.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
like for the
octopus
yeah,
part.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah. Or he's got eight dicks.
like, otherwise, it'd be like my pet snake
yeah.
or something, right? Do you want to come back to my apartment and see my third arm?
I got this tripod at home that's pretty awesome. I laughed thinking that was creative, but I was intrigued. And well, he was hot. We went back to his place and things got awkward quickly. He did indeed have a pet octopus. It's a weird pet to have, an yeah. octopus. I aren't they like notoriously smart?
I don't know.
Is an octopus smart? Right?
Where did you guys learn about like the octopus smartness? Everyone was like, you're like, oh yeah.
And I was like, nah, I don't know.
You guys just said that like knows. It was like the, knowing the capital of New York, like that octopuses are very smart.
Yeah, and everyone just, knows.
I did not. Everyone but me.
Everyone. So I laughed thinking, okay. He did indeed have a pet octopus. He talked to it and about it as if it were his child. We started making out and the chemistry was hot until he abruptly stopped and said he needed to set the mood. He turned on that famous song, How to Save a Life by The Fray. I gotta say, on the list of hookup songs.
That is not a good hookup song.
Step one.
The song is about like people dying.
Is it?
Yeah, it's... That's why they play it in Grey's Anatomy a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
See, yeah, I guess that song does, like when it's, I hear that song, I think of, like, we're at a fundraiser.
Yeah. It's like a... Basically, I think the lyrics are about, like, going to the doctor and finding out that you're, like, going to die.
Is that the lyrics? Because I brought them up.
Yeah, it's like...
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles... I don't even know the tune at
this
point.
It's like someone talking to the doctor.
He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right as he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. Somewhere along in the bitterness, and I would have stayed up with you all night had I known how to save a life.
Someone's dying, right?
I think this is a
weird song. Yeah.
Hookup song. Yeah.
I like the song. It's a good song.
The phrase.
Yeah.
The phrase good.
I wouldn't be on my hookup playlist, though.
No. So he turned on that famous song, How to Save a Life, by The Fray, and put it on repeat. On repeat.
On repeat, she repeats it.
He then told me that his octopus loved that song. See, very smart animal. And that it would soothe her while Daddy got his.
I would be out at that line.
Daddy got his is aggressive.
That would be the line where I was like, the octopus thing, I think I could, if I walked in, I was already there, I'd be like, all right, it's fine.
Fine.
But then... Once he said that, I'd be like, this is getting weird.
So octopus, okay, everyone.
Not coming back, but like I'll stay the evening.
The Fray, you go, I like the band, little weird.
The second time it played, I would be like, this is starting to get less fun.
Yeah, did his mom pass?
Yes. Daddy got his, I'd be like, I think I have an early meeting.
It's time to go.
Yes.
Because here's the problem with Daddy Got His. Because she wrote, he then told me his octopus loved that song and that it would soothe her while Daddy got his. You can't say that phrase without sounding creepy.
Right? Especially when you have an octopus and How to Save a Life going on. Like, the scene is just like, I'm saying, that would be like the last straw.
Yeah.
Daddy. Like, if he just said that, I probably would stay. But if it was like...
I don't think a man could say that sentence, like, without it being creepy.
Yeah.
Like, even if I was at a Pizza Hut. Let's say I'm at a Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut.
Extra cheese. You order it. You say your order. Yeah. And then they give it to you. And you say...
Daddy got his.
They'd probably call the cops.
Right?
Yeah.
You call child services. This dad is out of control. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Daddy got his. He kills the main lights, and the only remaining light is the glow from the octopus tank. Not bad lighting.
I guess. Sounds like very bachelor pad.
Yeah.
glow in the dark tank.
Yeah. We go back to getting busy. After a few minutes, I noticed that the entire time we were making out, he keeps angling me so that he can see the octopus at all times.
Is this real?
He also starts to occasionally sing the song lyrics close to my ear. How to save a life. At first, I thought he was singing to me. Weird. But then I realized he was singing to the octopus, making aggressive eye contact with it. Do octopus have eyes? Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
We have the octopus, like the number one octopus knowledge researcher here with us, Sean.
Yeah, we got the Irwin family.
You just keep at it.
Somehow our producers, both anti-vaxxers and pro-octopus people.
Yes. Octopus enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I asked him what the deal was, and he was instantly defensive, practically shouting at me that it wasn't a big deal, and that Ariel had been with him a long time. I almost lost my mind from laughing so hard. The octopus was named Ariel. He did not think it was funny.
I actually think it's a good name for an octopus.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not... crazy.
Yeah, that's the least crazy part of this, I would say.
Apologize in that moment. I was like, this is how every Dateline episode about a murdered chick starts. I made a polite excuse and moved to leave his place. He ranted while I got myself put together enough to head to my car and then told me that I was a psycho for being jealous of his octopus. After telling the girls at work what happened, almost all of them were flabbergasted to find out that the Ariel he talks about all the time was his octopus.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Ariel is being fussy again.
Oh my God.
Anyways, to this day, the word octopus in that song make me giggle. Wonder whose name he would have called when he climaxed, mine or the octopus's. Cheers, M. What do you think?
That's funny.
It's quite a tale.
Beware of a guy that's like too hot.
Too hot and right. Weird pets.
That's when you start to be like prioritizing other things.
Yeah.
You have time. I tried the hot guy. I went back.
Oh, you're talking about the women. Yeah. She's hot as down on her list.
Yes.
Now. Yeah, 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 yeah. I thought you meant like when someone's hot, they start they're like, I gotta get an octopus.
Well, that's a lot of, you know, a lot of guys who are super hot, I feel like decide to grow like beards just to see if they can.
Just to see what's up.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, I've done this whole trying thing for a bit, it's going pretty well. Like maybe I'll try less.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see that? And like the guy, then it's almost like the Friends episode, but the Yeti.
Oh, with the hat.
No, there's like the guy with a long beard.
Okay.
And then he like shaves it and then Rachel's like into him.
I don't know that episode.
Oh, whatever.
But I do know what you're talking about. Like,
right.
They're going to like do something a little, you know, the mustache. That's a big thing.
That's a thing too. Right.
Yeah. And you see like there's all these women that are like, oh, the mustache is hot. It's like, yeah, because a hot person was like, I can do this.
Yeah. Not on like a creepy looking person.
No. So what do you think? So you're out at.
Daddy got his. That would be my line. And again, I don't think I would be out on that if that were the only thing.
Yeah.
I think that would be like the last straw.
Have you ever hooked up with a guy with a weird pet?
I don't think so.
You don't meet a lot of women with weird. I feel like this is a very male thing to be like.
Cat is the weirdest thing I think I've encountered.
Interesting.
Which is not that weird.
Not weird at all. Yeah. But you do see this, like, I think like there's this like, I'm going to be the octopus dude.
Do you know guys who have like
no,
like
I don't
that?
Know anybody. Maybe I've invented this character. I
it reminds me of like the only, what is that movie? Like Road Trip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the guy has the
pet snake. It's Tom Green. It.
Yes.
And he talks about feeding it the mouse.
Yes. That was like the whole running thing.
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah. I've never really been to someone's place where I'm like, whoa, they got a ferret.
Did you have any weird pets growing up?
We had a fish. I've told you, I'm the family.
That's not a weird pet.
But I'm saying, I'm the family that right. You can't even, if someone wears their shoes in the house, it's like fucking, you know, everyone loses their mind.
Right.
You know? So we didn't have, we had a dog, and that was like a surprise for us.
You had a dog?
We had a dog.
Interesting.
Named Stoli.
After the vodka?
Yeah.
That just goes to show your parents were like really waiting for you kids to grow up.
Yeah. get them out of here. Yeah.
Like, family pet, but make it comedic. Yeah.
The dog was a Cavalier King Charles.
Okay.
And it modeled, you know, Abercrombie is in the news these days.
Yeah.
My dog was in a Abercrombie and Fitch catalog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your dog model.
Dog model, because I think we went on vacation and it was really early on in the dog's life. So we had the breeder take the dog to like take care of it.
It's funny
while we
because
were gone.
Before you even started telling this story, I was going to say that Cavalier King Charles is a rich person dog. And then you kind of solidified it with the rest of your story.
Yeah, this is.
And then we were on vacation in the Caribbean, and the breeder was like, it's too young. So then it started modeling. And
we got into our private gold-plated private jet, and we said the dog can't come; it's too young to be at altitude. So we gave it to the breeder, and we gave.
Yeah, the dog sounds like it has its own car.
Oh yeah, right, the dog. Yeah. My mom loved the dog, and so we gave it to the breeder, and the breeder brings their dogs to shoots, and the photographer was like, I need you, you know, like most models, they like get discovered.
Got scouted,
Do you do any modeling? You know, that was kind of happening with Stoli, so we had this catalog where he was in it.
That's pretty cool. I'm sure you still have it somewhere.
I'm sure
the dog's still alive.
The dog has passed.
Okay.
I would assume. Save a life.
It all comes full circle. Comes,
red flag or deal breaker for me. I would have gone through with it, but I'm not coming back to octopus.
I would have gone through with it if there were like, I think there were like five or six red flags. If there were like three, I probably would have stayed.
Yeah.
They
added up.
Yeah.
What was the name you gave it?
I think, I mean, Maddie had the one that's just the obvious one, which is the octopussy.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I like that one. I had a frayed relationship.
Okay. I like that. Going a different route.
And then this is your captain peaking.
Okay.
Because he peaked it hot.
Okay.
So that was, oh, I don't know. Funny. I yeah. couldn't, you, did you have any other?
No, and that he had the tentacle tickler, the octogasm, the little mermaid.
I love it. All great.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a freak.
It's a lot. It's just a lot. It's, and also, like, I don't like when someone has quirks.
And they don't acknowledge that they're weird.
And they're, like, the idea that he's yelling at her.
Are you jealous, like, of the octopus?
Yeah, right. Like, you're being ridiculous. I mean, we always assume these tales are true. Yeah. The idea that he's
angling. That's why
angling,
I'm like, this is so crazy.
It's crazy to angle you towards the octopus. The octopus isn't even like a sexual animal. Of all the animals.
Right. Why would you even have that as a pet?
Yeah, none of it makes sense.
But I mean, I do think a weird pet choice it probably would be. What if everything else was normal, but they have a pet octopus? Like long, obviously for the night you're staying, but long term.
Yeah, but I don't. I have to wonder what's wrong with them.
Right? That's the thing. It's like, that's a weird choice.
Also, an octopus is made to be in the ocean. The ocean. Huge.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're kind of being mean, in my opinion.
I mean, I guess they sell, it's a fish. A fish is meant to be in the ocean.
Sure, but they say, you know, our octopus experts here.
They're very smart. Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you think, like, they're smart enough to, like,
not want
to
be there?
Not want to be in the, I don't know. I that animal, I'm like, let it swim.
You would take it and free it and free then break it. Up with them.
You free Ariel!
I dropped Ariel at the ocean. That's so funny.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me, like, know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do another email. You ready?
Yeah. And our next question comes from a caller on the Struggle Bus Hotline presented by Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the cure for the common struggle.
I got to say, I love this bus. I love everything Pizza Hut's doing. It makes sense.
It feels nice in here.
A slice with friends. Discussing your dating. That's what it's all about.
I can't wait to have some pizza later.
I cannot wait. All right, let's do it.
Hey, J&J, I'm a huge fan, a longtime listener, but I think I am, you know, a little younger than the average listener. I'm actually a senior in college, and I just wanted to ask a question for y'all's Pizza Hut struggle bus. So being a senior in college, one of the big things for me and a lot of my friends is that we're in these relationships, and transitioning to the real world is kind of scary and a weird topic to even talk about or bring up. So I just wanted to call and ask how y'all would handle that kind of situation and if y'all have ever had to. Just because I know y'all always say, you know, college is fake, so we want to hear what y'all would recommend to do. And also, just for fun, I thought, you know, what kind of dating lessons y'all learned in college, that would be fun for me to hear, because I know I've learned quite a few, and maybe I'm missing out on some that y'all can give me. Thank y'all so much for everything. Y'all helped me so much looking at dating and everything, so y'all have a good one. Bye.
Wow, a great call.
Love the southern vibe of it.
Very southern. Coming, I mean, the fact that we're in Georgia.
Yes, it's all fitting.
It all fits. And it's a great question. I like that she referenced, we say college is fake. It is interesting to me that in college, it's one or the other. Because there's someone listening to that that's in college being like, I haven't had one boyfriend or girlfriend ever.
Right.
You know, it's like, all we do is hook up, or it's, I've had this relationship the whole 4 years.
Yeah, very different vibe. You could do it very different ways.
College, very different ways. But there's very rarely the middle ground.
Of what?
Of like, yeah, we dated for like 6 months in college. You know, like,
well, because
like,
you're so in the same group that it's like, if you're going to date, you might as well date till you leave, and then it won't be weird. Or,
that's a good point.
Or just hook up, and then it's very obvious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to be... I guess you have to be openly just hooking up because, like you said,
right?
You know, the community is, eyes are on you, so to speak. What would you say to their question?
The question of like how to deal with your relationship at the end of college.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one universal rule for that, because like every relationship, it's, some people marry the person they met in college, and other people, you know, graduate and grow and change and become different.
Do you have friends that got married that met in college?
I have a couple. Yeah. What about you?
I do too.
Yeah.
So for the people that are like, this never, you know, what ends up happening, and the reason this podcast exists is people are like, no, that never happens. It's like, no. Everyone in their friend group.
Yeah.
You got a couple that made it through. You got a couple that broke up.
You know what I don't have though, is a friend who met in college who never broke up for a little bit. Like everyone I know who met in college who got married kind of like tried doing their own thing for a bit and then came back to the person.
Yes. I have that situation as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I actually think is nice, because it's like, because I think what happens a lot of the time is if you're dating someone in college and then you're like, suddenly you're like 25 and you're like, I've never really dated. And how do I, and this person's great, but how do I know that like they're great for the world? Or like, I've only been in this bubble and I've never really dated.
Well, that's actually like on point with what I was thinking too, because it's like, again, the caller, very nice, saying college isn't real. Some people just say these things and they don't think about like what's behind them.
Right.
What you're saying, and with the idea of like, hey, it's like think of getting out of college like entering into a pandemic. Right. You know, like we just did this as far as the pandemic. You saw in the pandemic, relationships went more serious, and that, or they broke up.
Right.
That's
kind of, I agree with that.
So, like, you're going from one reality to the next reality, just like pre-pandemic to pandemic to now whatever this world that we live in now, post-ish pandemic reality.
Yeah.
So, this person, your relationship at college, it lives in Smallville, lives in... You know, college town. It lives in, perfect land.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean you need to break up with someone just because you're leaving. But I think you should leave with an open mind of like, let's see how we like each other in the real world.
Or let's see how I like living in the real world.
That too.
Make it about you. I think that's the big, like, the idea that you two are holding hands, walking in the life, I think that's fucking insane. You are going to get your job, and you're going to get your life, and you're going to go move to your city. And then let's see if we still like each other.
Yeah.
You know,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
But you can do that while together and see.
I
think men are more like, do you think men are more or less interested in that?
Less.
And let's see how we do.
Yeah, us together? Ugh. Shake their hand off. I think a lot of men go into the, you know, like you said, in the awkward sex, hot moves down the list.
Yes.
Job moves up the list.
That's true.
So hot stops being important and job starts getting more important for what brings you love, so to speak. And,
okay.
And I know that's not fair.
But is the idea that you would like want to see how well you did and see who you could get at this higher level? Like,
no.
What's the...
I don't think... I think that's like... It could be interpreted that way.
Right.
But I do think it's more that, hey, I want to be good on my own. I want to be able to win bread, you know?
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to, you know, have worth. And I think everyone wants worth. I think that's like an underrated thing, like,
for
societally.
Sure.
Like, I think, like, when people don't...
Self-actualize.
Yeah.
Too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for this person, like, the I think, like, to me, when when I hear someone, like, well, what do my boyfriend and I do? It's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I do find that, and when I see a lot of people dating in this way, it's kind of like the first year out of college, the first couple of years are pretty hard. Very hard adjustment, and a lot of things are extremely different than how they were before. And I remember being like, this sucks. Like, I just, this, like, life sucks.
Yeah.
I don't make any money, and I work, and now I have to go into an office 5 days a week from 9 to 6.
Yes.
You
go from a lifetime of study the material.
Yeah.
Get, you know, take the test, get the grade you deserve based on how much you studied.
Right.
To no grades at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you never know how you're doing. No one comes up to you and pats you on the back. You're getting an A today.
Right.
Very rarely
Yeah.
do they do that. And that's a fucking mind fuck. And, like, again, we're on the struggle bus.
And now you're paying your own bills.
Paying your own bills.
Yeah.
You're getting sent bills. You're getting sent junk mail that look like bills.
apply for credit cards.
Every day is a mind fuck.
Right. So that's what, I mean, I do have a feel, and again, it's kind of like, what's your, how much can you withstand that discomfort? I do think if you are with someone that you were with in that last phase, sometimes it can be really comforting. At least
sure.
I still have this thing, you know, and
we're going
for me, it was like, oh, I have my friends are all in the same boat as me. So mm-hmm. that feels good. And I didn't leave college with a boyfriend, but I think if I did, I would be like, okay, like, I have at least a comfort of knowing, like, some things are still the same, at least for a little bit while I'm going through all these other life changes.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason I feel like part of me would say, try it out. This person is comfortable. You're going to be going through a lot of things. If you feel like they would be a good person to go through that with.
I mean,
you can always break up is sort of the beauty of it.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend in college, and then we tried, like, I remember, like, graduating and trying mm-hmm. and have, and then
she was on this podcast.
She was on this podcast.
Yes.
We talked about it, and it's looking back, I'm like, yeah, I had to figure my own shit out. Like, it was,
yeah,
and I couldn't make someone be my crutch while I figure my own shit out.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what you're saying, like, I hear that and I go, I could never do that
well,
to
that's,
someone.
Well, that's nice, because for me, I feel like I'm in the opposite way. I would have been like, I need someone to, like... But you could be each other's crutch, too, is
you
sort
could.
Of the thing, if the person's, like, down for it. Although, I remember dating, talking about my own personal college experience, I was dating someone at the end of my senior year for, like, probably, like, 6 weeks at the time.
Mm.
And then I was kind of into ending it, because I was like, I'm about to be like a freshman of the real world. Like, what's like
Carrie Bradshaw?
Like, I'm about
here.
Right. I'm
yeah.
about, like, there's about to be so many options of people. Like, I'm really excited to, like, see what New York City has to offer me.
Of course.
And then I was single for 5 years, and it was, like, very tough for me to date. So it was, it kind of came back to bite me in the ass. I remember thinking, I wish I, like, had, like, held on to this other thing.
That's interesting.
While I was there.
Yeah, I mean, the main theme of this is shit's about to change.
Yeah.
And you don't know, and
if it's going to
be
good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And understand that, like, every
what your place is in the larger city that you're going to be in.
Totally, and everyone deals with that differently. So, the person you're dating now might need to shake you off. Or you might need to, like, hold on tight. And it's kind of like a fight or flight type of thing, I think. Like,
right.
Entering into the, you know, the real
world. That's
what
world. I'm saying. I would go into it sort of like open-minded, but also kind of like seeing how everything makes you feel.
Yeah. And you're going, and that's back to, like, the pandemic, non-pandemic thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're entering into a different world. Understand that, like,
things will change.
Things will change.
Yeah. And it might, they might have been a good boyfriend, girlfriend in college, and maybe they're not. a good match for you once all those other things change.
Totally. I mean, I have friends that are married to the person they met in college, and they're like, this all makes sense. They don't, you know, I don't like, you know, the idea that I just stayed with two people like
and
that
the
in San Francisco.
Three kids, yeah.
Three kids, and I'm watching them, I'm going, this all is right.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like I'm sitting there going, ooh, they didn't even get their city years. You know, like, I never had that thought once. Not even an inkling.
Well, that's the thing. Every situation has its own trade-off, too. Yes. It's like, there's extreme benefits to being with the same person you were with in college, and there's also a lot of benefits to being out in the world and dating a bunch of people, so...
Accept all possibilities.
That's kind of the beauty of... And that's the one cool thing about entering the real world, is, like, you have no idea where life's going to take you.
I mean, I...
You were selling insurance,
I was
right?
selling life insurance. Yeah. I'm now on the Pizza Hut struggle bus. Talking about fucking octopuses.
Right. Life can... like, and are they smart?
Yeah. Yes. The idea that this was going to be a living is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like endless possibilities. It's a scary time, but it's also a really exciting time. So
totally agree. That's it for today's Hutline voicemail presented by Pizza Hut, live from the Pizza Hut Struggle Bus. You don't have to be on the actual Pizza Hut Struggle Bus to ease your struggles. Just order Pizza Hut whenever you're struggling and feel better. Order Pizza Hut for carryout or delivery at pizzahut.com.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's play some games.
All right, let's play some games. Again, we're on the Pizza Hut Struggle Bus. So much fun. I'm having a great time.
Drenched in nostalgia.
Love it. J&J, Feather, first-time writer, long-time listener. I literally start most of my conversations with, so I listened to this podcast. So I was excited when I finally had something to write in about. We're excited too. I have a red flag or deal breaker for you. He founded a cult.
Oh, God.
Backstory. Thank you. That's helpful. Yes. I matched with a guy on a dating app. He met all my criteria. Jewish. Tall. Even went to my college and was in the cool Jewish frat.
Okay. The cool one?
A pie. So cool.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I'm your basic Jap. And I'm probably too old, almost 30, to care about guys being in a cool frat in college. He went to a big state school, so despite him being only 1 year older and from the same town as a lot of the girls in my sorority, I didn't know him in college. In half his photos, he was wearing your typical 32-year-old clothing with short hair, and in the other half, he had long hair and wore tie-dye long shirts that went down to his feet. See video of his profile attached. I assume the tie-dye was from some sort of festival like Burning Man or Coachella and didn't think much about it. That's what I would, I guess, assume, too. The conversation was good, and he mentioned that he was new to Boston, so he decided to go out that weekend as he wanted to explore the city. After agreeing to the date, I asked him about the long hair and tie-dye. Again, I thought this was just something he dressed up for. And then he went on to tell me that he is the founder of a cult. I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. He went into great detail of the cult and sent many pictures. See attached. These pictures included him in a long tie-dye shirt and pigtails, and another of him laying on the couch, laying with a bunch of men and women, a cuddle puddle, in which there is an occasional sensual touch, but not usually sex. Okay.
I'll say this for the listeners at home. I'm looking at the picture. It looks like they're out for Halloween. Like, I understand why she was like, oh, this is just like a party picture.
But with the context, I could also see how it looks like a cult. Yeah. Apparently, there was no cult leader, but he is the founder.
We don't believe in leaders.
Oh, my God.
We just believe
that
in
means,
founders.
That means he's the leader.
Yeah, he's the leader.
Someone who's telling you they're not the leader is the, yeah.
Yeah, that's he's good at this.
And in his words, the cult is a society of love and positivity, and you are responsible for washing your own brain. Sounds like what the leader of a cult would say.
That's a leader. Leader speak. This sounds like she's in.
Right. This ended up being a deal breaker for me, mainly because I was interested in the fratty version of him that existed years before. I want the A.E. Pie you, not the Charles Manson you. But no matter what type of cult he ended up being in, I don't think I could be with someone who was in a cult, let alone the founder. I also thought he should have included this in his bio and only had photos of the new version of him, as I felt a bit catfished. If I hadn't asked about the tie-dye, I would have gone on the date the next day with a completely different person than I expected. Would love to hear your thoughts. Sincerely, not Mrs. Manson.
I mean, it is hilarious that she be... like, once a Jewish woman, always a Jewish woman.
Yeah.
She literally is like, I felt a bit catfished. You don't tell me you were in a cult?
The founder?
I mean, I would have been on a second date with a cult leader.
Part of me, as a Jewish woman, would have been like, oh, he's an entrepreneur. What are the Jews? What are we raking in here?
A self-starter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, this kind of sounds like the WeWork guy.
It totally does.
Right?
Yeah, I
it could go one of two ways.
I mean, this is one of those where it's like, you can't unsee what you've seen.
Yeah, it would be a deal breaker for me.
Deal breaker,
like,
for me.
Like, that doesn't seem like the life that I would be interested in.
Most of all, the deal breaker of this is the, like, how persuasive this person is.
Right.
Like,
I guess not that persuasive enough, because she didn't go on the date.
She didn't go on the date, but, I mean, he convinced people to have... you know, to sensually touch each other in a cuddle space.
Yeah.
You know, so, and just the way he talks, like, even, it's pretty convincing.
I agree.
Right? Like, oh no, I'm a founder.
You,
like,
wash your own brain.
Yeah.
Here.
Like,
right.
Like, it's all, that type of shit would bother me more, that I couldn't trust it. Like, if he was like, listen, I've been to therapy, it was fucked up. Yeah. You know, like, that's right. A different type of
speech. I'm trying this thing.
Yeah.
Instead of like, trying to, I agree with that. It's like the Creed quote from The Office, where he's like, I was in many cults in the 70s, like, leader, both as a leader and a follower. You make more money as a leader, but you have more fun as a follower.
Yeah, that's like, I would have gone on that second date.
Yeah.
That
would have been funny.
Creed.
Yeah. Could have gone out with Creed. For sure.
Makes more sense than, no, you wash your own brain.
Right. Get out of here.
You say, wash your brain. Yeah.
Get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah. Go hook me up with one of the fucking beta sigs you hang with. Yeah. All right, let's do another. You
okay.
Ready? Hi, Jared and Jordana. Here's a red flag deal breaker scenario I recently encountered. I met a nice guy in the apps, had a good date. Then he revealed that he keeps a pet tarantula. I can't imagine ever going to his place knowing this. What do you think? Red flag or deal breaker?
It's funny. We already did this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Tarantula, octopus, same thing.
Same thing to you.
I mean, tarantula may be a little worse because it's like scary.
How do you... I'll never forget. My mom, we were at the vet with my model dog. And there was, but I have the same question.
The Gigi Hadid of the animal kingdom.
That's right. I just had the same question my mom once asked someone. We were at the vet and there was a guy with a bird.
Yeah.
And my mom looked at him and was like, how do you love a bird? And then the guy like just started like nuzzling up to the bird like loving on it.
Yeah,
and
that's weird.
I just had the same thought. How do you love a tarantula? Like, how do you...
Says something about you.
Right?
It's weird. I agree.
Deal breaker.
All right, last one. Hi, real story, red flag or deal breaker. His pickup line is showing you his 23andMe results. Every detailed page, including a page that shows he's 94% likely to have wet, goopy earwax. His commentary was that it's okay. The dry, flaky earwax is worse, apparently. Okay. This happened 5 minutes ago. XOXO. Wax on, wax off.
I didn't know that 23andMe had earwax.
It does. I've done 23andMe. It gives you all sorts of random stupid facts that don't make any sense. Is your left earlobe supposed to be longer than your right earlobe? Is your second toe supposed to be longer than your first, than your big toe? All this like useless. Are you more likely to be like cilantro or not?
That's so interesting. I never knew that. I thought you just found out if you were like...
Well, there's two versions you can get. There's like the one where you get everything and the one where you just get the part that says you're 99.9% Ashkenazi Jew.
That's the only one I knew of. Yeah. I have dry earwax.
So you're into it?
Yeah. So you're into this? I have... No, I have ear. I have like, I went to an ear doctor like a year ago because I was like, I don't know, my ears are itching. Like, I
so it's a good, it's a green flag for you.
No, I mean, I just didn't know I could find out this information. I had earwax. Like, sometimes I have it come out of my ear. Like, I can feel it come out of my ear. And I'm like, is this gross or not? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I think it's supposed to happen. That's like natural.
Yeah, but like, I always think like in socially.
Yeah. Like, socially. I mean, here's the thing. I don't know how you're supposed to clean your ears because they say you're not supposed to use Q-tips.
Yeah. You're supposed to just like.
If there's anyone listening, please email us with kindness.
Yes.
About how you're supposed to, what the general protocol is. Anyone who's like an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah. We want to hear from you.
Exactly.
It's probably one of this guy's frat brothers from the Jewish fraternity.
Anyway, 23andMe, red flag or deal breaker?
This is a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker because too much information, a little narcissistic. It's also, like, no one cares.
You're taking pride in something you had nothing to do with.
Right.
You're taking pride. It's the laziest resume item.
It's no personality on
nothing.
There. Just facts.
You literally just gave a swab and you're taking pride right. in like goopy you
wanna,
earwax.
Yeah, if you want to show information on your dating profile, show your W-2.
Yeah.
That I would like more information on. Well,
listen, we solved dating again.
That's it for us.
Yes.
Here from the Pizza Hut struggle bus.
What a pleasure.
Such a good time. Yeah.
This is great. Yeah. And go to Pizza Hut. I mean, like, I will say this, the pan pizza at Pizza Hut, that crust, the way it would like.
So comforting.
Crunch. There was a crunch to it that it was buttery. And
we're going
to
eat some.
Back. We're going to have some now.
That's it for us. See you on Sunday.
Boom.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.